Have you ever heard it called anything else?
A bone orchard. Bone orchard and
What about a
graveyards and excuse me.
Go on. Let me see if you recognize any of these. You mentioned graveyard. What about burying ground or churchyard or burying yard or burying plot or potter's field?
Potter's field? Oh, that sounds like a place.
What's the place?
Burial ground. Yeah, I've heard burial ground before. When you, like, they talk about Indians having burial grounds.
Okay. In order for a person to be buried in the ground, he usually comes in a box called a
coffin.
Or a
coffin. I didn't think it was coffin. Pine box.
Yeah. Or you might go to a funeral home and if, say if you're well off, you buy a nice
casket. Yeah.
Okay. And usually this is the service and procession
a funeral.
Okay. And people, lots of times, you need a drink of water?
No, I'm fine.
All right. Women, after their husbands dies, they go through a period of
mourning.
Okay. Would you speak up maybe a little because of the heater?
Okay.
If you greet somebody and haven't seen them for a while, you might say, "Hi.
How are you?"
Okay. And, somebody asks you on an average day, how are you feeling? You'd say,
"All right. Pretty good."
Okay.
Yeah, pretty good is what I say all the time, man. It's like, you know, getting tired of saying, "How are you doing today?" "Pretty good, pretty good." But all right, you know.
If someone's troubled, you might say, "Oh, it won't come out." "Oh, it will come out all right." So on.
You'll see.
Or you tell them not to be concerned. You might say, "Don't
worry. It'll be all right.
Okay.
Everything will turn out all right. You'll see."
Old people get this. It's
arthritis.
What else might you call it?
Oh, I've heard it called rheumatism and all kinds of. But it's arthritis, and I think I've heard another term besides rheumatism. And let me see. Rheumatism and arthritis, chiefly, the two that I...
Okay, have you ever heard it called rheumatics or rheumatiz?
Rheumatic fever, I think.
You ever heard that around people you're with, or you just might have read it, or what?
Read it, yeah.
Okay. This is a disease or a sickness. It occurred around World War I, pretty prevalent, and gave people a very sore throat. No matter, I got blisters the inside of the throat.
Is it a fever type?
A fever might be associated, might be a symptom of it, but it was a disease.
During the First World War, that era?
And people... they used to give people the Schick test to see if they needed shots for
polio, or was it? See, what was it? They had a. It wasn't like any of the plagues, was it? Cholera or anything like that.
Something in those lines. It was pretty prevalent. It was in plague proportions.
Bubonic? It was a bubonic.
Well, no, it
cholera?
Was.
Cholera.
It killed off a lot of people.
Yellow fever type.
Begins with a D.
Let me see if I can get that one. I've heard of it. I know. Can't do a D. Give me some more symptoms of this.
It killed a lot of children, and some people would, they...